You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena Kelly, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
It's so nice to have you in here. Been loving that slippery little song, Second Wish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's exciting to be talking about a new song that's coming out tomorrow called Lethal.
Yes.
You've been touring around with Dimmer. That's yes. Looked very cool. You've been over in the States. There's a lot to talk about. Let's start with the Dimmer shows because you literally just finished that last weekend.
Yes.
How has that been?
It's been really incredible. I think, one of the main things is just everyone in Dimmer is, it's like my family. And
yeah.
So hanging out with them again, James, Duncan, Shane and Gary on the drums. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I played in Dimmer for 2 years back in the day. So we were really reliving, a few moments there, and it was really cool.
I was going to say it was a really special moment to see you jump up on the stage. I went to one of the Hollywood shows.
Oh, okay.
And shred the bass during Crystallator. That was a very, very cool moment.
Yeah, no, it was cool to be up there with them again. And nice to have a band, because usually I'm up by myself. It's so vulnerable,
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a band to fall back on.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's something for people who maybe haven't seen you perform as Proteins of Magic before might be surprised to know that it is just you, because your sound is very full.
There's right.
A lot of instrumentation going on. The flute, I
think everyone
I think everyone usually assumes you bring in a flute player, but you are the flutist, the flautist.
I'm the flute player. Live I loop the flute, do a bit of looping. Triggering samples and singing. Yeah.
It's a really sort of magical process, it feels like, the way you make music. At least that's how it comes across when I've sort of experienced watching
it. That's so cool. Oh, wow. That's awesome. Yeah, it's very similar with writing as well, how it's, I do think of it as magical because it just sort of comes in a wave and then you write and then it leaves.
Yeah. And you've got a very strong visual world that you've kind of created around this too. We were just chatting off mic about the Dimmer show in Dunedin.
Yes.
At the Regent Theatre had a gorgeous big screen that you sort of projected visuals onto. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, it was amazing just having the screen to do it on. It felt like it was 10 stories high.
Yeah.
Instagram's kind of like the platform that I'm able to show my digital art, and so to be able to show it on such a large format, I think it really helped carry the music and the performances through. Yeah,
absolutely. It feels like it's been a very productive time for you. You've been back over in the States. What have you been working on over there?
I've been out playing live.
Ooh.
And when I, because I feel like I've been hiding in the woods for 10 years. And so I'm discovering Nashville.
Oh, cool.
And I've sort of found a music community, which is like the underground kind of electronic scene.
Mm-hmm.
And they've, welcomed me in. And there's a lot of improv that goes on.
Yeah.
And I've never done improv before. And I had been kind of dipping my feet into it, and that's definitely influenced me in my songwriting and just finding the flow. So yeah, out listening to and playing a little bit of improv and playing shows and writing a little music.
What is the, I guess, the scene like in Nashville? Because I think when people hear Nashville from the outside, they're expecting Dolly Parton, you know, country music, home of country music. Yep. What, this is obviously not the music you're making. So who else is out there? What kind of sounds are being made?
Everything you can imagine. Yeah, there's like there's quite a few different pockets of music, and so there's you know there's somewhere something for everyone.
Cool.
But yeah, the country scene is big and yeah, pretty intense. But there's also a lot of other venues and places and styles of music too. Yeah.
Well, it sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The fact that you feel like you've been squirreled away in the forest for 10 years, I think it's produced some really interesting sounds for you,
right,
though.
Right, right. Yeah, it can all come out now.
Totally. Yeah. There is a sort of magical, introspective kind of creation process going on here. Mm-hmm. I want to hear a bit about Lethal. What's this new song all about?
So Lethal, it's definitely a prism, but I think of it as a song about empowerment in the face of negative forces, life's roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. What are you going to be getting up to? You've finished the Dimmer tour now. You'll be heading back over to America at some point. What are you going to be getting up to in the last time you've got here in Aotearoa?
I actually start my tour this Friday in Wellington.
Woohoo!
So Wellington, Christchurch. I'm up in Auckland October 8th at the Wine Cellar. So do my tour, then the Others Way Festival.
That's going to be really special, eh?
Yeah, I can't wait. And then I got to knuckle down and get an EP done. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing that. Yeah. Kelly, thank you for coming in and chatting
with
us this morning.
Thanks for having me. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Looking forward to seeing you at the Wine Cellar and at the Others Way. That's
cool.
Going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Let's have a little early listen to Lethal, which comes out properly tomorrow. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
A 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.